varanastraya kilasya sam grinato nu yugam tanu shuklo raktastata pita idanim krishnatham gata.
Your son appears as an incarnation in every millennium. In the past, he assumed three different colors, white, red, and yellow. And now he has appeared in a blackish color.
Purport.
This and the next six verses are taken from the eighth chapter of this canto, in which Gargamuni instructs Nanda Maharaj about Nanda's son, Krishna. The translations found herein from these verses are based on those of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In Chapter 8, where the verses originally appear, the reader will find extensive purports by Srila Prabhupada.
Prag ayam vasudevasya pachit jatas tavat majaha vasudeva iti sriman abhigya samprachakshate.
For many reasons, this beautiful son of yours sometimes appeared previously as the son of Vasudev. Therefore, those who are learned sometimes call this child Vasudev.
Bahuni santi namani rupani cha shutasyate guna karmanu rupani tanyaham vedano jana.
For this son of yours, there are many forms and names according to his transcendental qualities and activities. These are known to me, but people in general do not understand them.
Esha vashaya adhashyad gopa gokula nandana anena sarava duragani yuyam agyastarishyata.
To increase the transcendental bliss of the cowherd men of Gokul, this child will always act auspiciously for you, and by his grace only you will surpass all difficulties.
Puranena brajapate sadhavo dasyupitita arajake rakshyamana jigyur dasyun samedita.
O Nanda Maharaj, as recorded in history, when there was an irregular, incapable government, Indra having been dethroned, and when honest people are being harassed and disturbed by thieves, this child appeared in order to curb the rogues and to protect the people and enable them to flourish.
Ye etasmin mahabhage pritim kurvanti manava narayo bibhavantyetan Vishnu Pakshan Ivasura.
Demons cannot harm the demigods who always have Lord Vishnu on their side. Similarly, any person or group attached to all auspicious Krishna cannot be defeated by enemies.
Purport. Srila Prabhupada has especially indicated in this connection that just as Lord Krishna's associates could not be defeated by Kamsa, so his modern-day devotees will not be defeated by their demoniac opponents, nor will the Lord's devotees be defeated by the internal enemies, the lusty materialistic senses.
Om Agyan Timidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmoy Sri Guru Venamaha Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhya evacha patitanam bhavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha Ajanulambita bujo kanakathabato Sankirtanaikapitaro kamalaya taksho
Vishwambharo Dvijabharo Yugadharma Palo Pande Jagat Priyakaro Karunabhataro Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunatanam Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare.
Your son, Krishna, appears as an incarnation in every millennium. In the past, he assumed three different colors, white, red, and yellow. And now he has appeared in a blackish color. This beautiful verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Srila Garga Muni, is very important, as explained by the great previous acharyas, because it establishes very clearly, especially in relationship to other slokas from the 11th canto, that the Yuga avatar for this particular age of Kali Yuga is Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He is explaining how the Lord appears as the Yuga avatar in four different colors. In the 11th canto, one of the great sons of Rishabdev, Karabhajana Muni, as he was explaining the Yuga avatars to Maharaj Nimi in Mithila Dham, he explained that in Satya Yuga, the Lord appears in a pure and spotless white complexion. He has four arms. He is dressed in tree bark. He carries a deer skin. He wears a sacred thread. And he carries the spoon and the ladle that are used. In this Satya Yuga, he holds the staff and the water pot of a brahmachari. And he goes by many different names, principally Hamsa, Suparna, Dharma, and he teaches by his words and by his example the Yuga Dharma. In Satya Yuga, practically 100% of the population is God conscious. People are not envious. People are self-controlled. He teaches them the process of complete sense control and meditation. It is also explained that he holds the japa mala, prayer beads. By his example, he teaches how people who have a lifespan of over 100,000 years could spend well over half of their life in a secluded place, engrossed deeply in meditation on the Lord of the heart, performing very, very great, unbelievable austerities. In the Treta Yuga, the Lord appears with a beautiful red complexion. He has four arms and golden hair. He has a belt of three sections representing the three Vedas. He has the sacred thread. He carries, at this time in his hands, the spoon and the ladle, which are used for the purpose of performing yajna or sacrifice. In this age, he has many names, primarily Vishnu, Yajna, Prishnigarbha. And he teaches that by following
the principal three Vedas and the rituals prescribed by them of yajna, fire sacrifice, grand sacrifices, which demand tremendous amounts of wealth, absolutely perfect recitation of the Vedic mantras, total concentration. In the Treta Yuga, it is explained that approximately 3/4 of the population are very deeply religious and God conscious. But the good qualities that we find in Satya Yuga are beginning to wane. Therefore, the Lord so mercifully comes in this beautiful reddish complexion to teach people of that age how to perfect their lives. And in the age of Dwapar Yuga, the Lord appears with the complexion of Sham, a dark blue color. And he wears beautiful, dazzling yellow garments. And he is decorated upon his chest by the golden curling hair of the name Srivats. And he carries various weapons. And Karabharjuna Muni explains that in the Kali Yuga, Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam Sangopanga Saparashadam Yagyai Sankitanaya Puriyaya Yajanti Hishumedashaha. Krishna Varnam means that in this age the Lord will come always chanting and describing Krishna. Krishna Varnam means to discuss Krishna or to chant the name of Krishna. And he comes in a complexion that is not black. He comes with his associates, and together they are always immersed in Sankirtan, performing the topmost yajna of this age of Kali Yuga, the congregational chanting of the holy name. Srila Jiva Goswami comments in this regard that the weapon of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he comes in this age of Kali is his beauty. His beautiful golden form is so beautiful that it attracts everyone to take the name of God and to become perfect. Now, Karabhajana Muni does not describe specifically what color the Lord is in the age of Kali. He simply explains these points, that he will come with many associates, he will always be chanting the name of Krishna, performing Sankirtan, and he will not have a blackish complexion. Now, here in this verse, Garga Muni explains exactly what complexion he has, that of beautiful molten gold, pita. So it may be asked, although it is very clear in the Shastra that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Yuga avatar for this age of Kali Yuga, why is it not more specific? Why does it not specifically say his name? It explains his color. It explains his purpose and his function and what he will teach. In fact, in the 11th canto, it goes into more detail and it explains that he will leave his home at an early age and enter into the jungle in order to search out conditioned souls to deliver them in his glorification of the Mahapurusha, Sri Chaitanya. And we know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fulfilled this prophecy when he was only 24 years old. He renounced his home and entered into the forest as a sannyasi. And he did it only for the purpose of spreading the glories of Krishna's name, Krishna Varnam, Visa Krishnam, rescuing the fallen souls from this age of Kali Yuga. Specifically in the Shastra, although it is very clear the true nature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's position, he is sometimes called the Chana Avatar, the hidden avatar. This is described, this word Chana Avatar is described by Prahlad Maharaj in the 7th canto. He describes in the Kali Yuga the Lord appears in a disguised form. Why is this? Because in the previous ages, either as Hamsa, or as Yajna, or as Shamsundar Sri Krishna, when the Lord appears, he reveals himself as Yuga Avatar, as Vishnu Tattva, as Krishna himself. But in the Kali Yuga age, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not appear as Krishna. Although he is Krishna, he appears as a devotee. And in order to respect this wonderful Leela of the Lord and make it suitable, the circumstances, so that he can appear in the guise of a devotee to teach how to be a devotee, the Lord does not reveal directly his identity in the scripture. There is a beautiful story about when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Vrindavan at a Krura Ghat. And it is described there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that all the Brijvasis, not all of them, but many of them, they had this idea that Krishna had incarnated again in Brijbhumi. And on the Jamuna, people could see him at night dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. So this is the rumor that was going all around. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya, the personal servant of Mahaprabhu, heard this. So he requested Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, "Have you heard, my Lord, that Krishna appeared? And every night he's in the Jamuna, and people could see him dancing on the bejeweled hoods of Kaliya. Could I go there to have this splendid darshan tonight?" Mahaprabhu knew that you should only accept the incarnations of God on the basis of the Shastra. Nowhere does it say in the Shastra that Krishna appears in this way in this age of Kali Yuga. Therefore, we should not accept it if it's not in the scripture. So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sarva Balabhadra that, "You just wait and stay with me here." Just after that discussion, some Brahmins, very learned Brahmins, they came to have the darshan of Sri Mahaprabhu at Akrura Ghat, and they asked him for his blessings. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the presence of Balabhadra Bhattacharya, inquired, "I have heard that people are saying Krishna appears every evening dancing on the flaming hoods of Kaliya in the Jamuna." They said, "Yes, we have heard this, but it is nowhere in the Shastra that Krishna appears in this way. And we have done an investigation, and what we found is that there's a fisherman. Every night he goes fishing on a raft, and he has a lantern with him so that he can see what is going around him in the dark. And these these people, they are thinking that the raft is Kaliya. They are thinking that the lantern is the bejeweled hoods of Kaliya. And they are thinking that the fisherman is Krishna dancing on his hoods. But then they said, but actually, it is true that Krishna has appeared in Vrindavan again in the form of you, because you are a sannyasi. And when one takes sannyas, he becomes Narayan. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this in the mood of a devotee, he covered his ears with his hands and he began to call out, Vishnu, Vishnu, please save me. The greatest onslaught to the soul is to be under the illusion that we are the supreme enjoyer, that we are God. And then he began to explain to these people that the spirit soul can never become God. Mamayavam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manashashtan indriyani prakriti snikarshti. He says that the living entity is eternally part and parcel of Krishna. That Krishna is always the supreme master. We are eternally his servants. And after hearing Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu irrefutably proving that bhakti is the highest of all religions, and that we are eternally the servants of Lord Krishna, they were convinced. But then they spoke again. They said, everything you're saying is true, that the jiva soul can never become Krishna, that we are the eternal servants of Krishna, but you are Krishna. Although you are appearing in this very beautiful, effulgent form with a golden complexion, we can understand that beneath this beautiful golden complexion, you are the blackish son of Nanda Maharaj. Just like you can take sandalwood and musk and you can wrap it in cloth, but by the quality of the fragrance, we can understand what is underneath the cloth. In the same way, you are purposely covering yourself in the guise of a devotee, but we can understand your secret, that actually you are Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so pleased with them that he revealed to them his divine form of Krishna. And he bestowed upon them prema bhakti, pure, unmotivated, uninterrupted love of God. But then he told them, do not tell anyone what you have seen. It will interfere with my lila. Keep this a secret. Similarly, you know the story when Nimai was just a small little child, and that Brahman, who was a devotee of Gopal, came to the house of Jagannath Mishra, and he was offering foodstuffs, and Nimai would keep coming and taking the foodstuffs that were being offered to Gopal and spoiling his offerings. Again and again and again he was beseeched by Jagannath Mishra to cook and offer it again. And on his third attempt, in the middle of the night, the beautiful golden form of Nimai again, without any clothes, came and took his rice and began to eat it. And the Brahmin, he began to cry, alas, alas, again this child has spoiled my offering. And Nimai said to him, why you are so much in anxiety? You are calling me with my mantra, you are calling my name with such love and devotion, asking me to accept the offering. I come and accept it, and then you become in anxiety? I am that Gopal you are calling. And then Nimai transformed his divine form into that of Shyam Sundar, standing beautifully with eight arms, with two arms he was playing a flute, with four arms. He had the weapons of Vishnu, the conch, the disc, the club, and the lotus flower. And with his other two arms, one had a pot of butter, and the other was eating the butter. And when the Brahman saw this beautiful darshan of Sri Krishna, he also saw all of Brijbhumi, Vrindavan Dham, manifested all around him. The cows and the cowherd boys and the gopis and the Jamuna and the Kadamba trees. He just fainted unconscious. And he worshipped the lotus feet of the Lord. And then this beautiful manifestation of Lord Shamsundar spoke to the Brahman and said, "You have been my devotee. And in your previous birth, when I was in this form of Krishna, you also came to the house of Nanda Maharaj begging for food. And at that time I also revealed my divine form to you. You are my eternal servant." He said, "But I request this. You never disclose to anyone what I have shown you. Because I am in my chana avatar. I am appearing in a disguise to teach people how to be devotees. Therefore, you should not interfere with this rasa of mine. You should not disclose this to anyone. For if you do, you will severely suffer." And then after blessing him with the ecstatic emotions of divine love, he again resumed his little form of Nimai and went back to his room. And the Brahman, he just started taking the rice that Nimai had eaten and smearing it all over his body and just crying out the names of God in such a loud voice, rolling on the ground in ecstatic love. He woke everybody up and they all came running. And then he composed himself just so that they would not detect. And his heart just wanted to tell everyone, Jagannath Misha, Sachi Devi, Chandrasekhar Acharya, the uncle of Nimai, he wanted to tell them all, "Do you not know who your son is, Jagannath Misha? You're chasing after him with sticks to punish him. Do you not know that he is the Supreme Lord Shamsundar?" But he was ordered by Mahaprabhu, "Do not reveal this to anyone." So in this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine nature, although very succinctly explained in the Vedas, does not mention any particular name for this purpose of protecting the rasa of his lila. In fact, Prahlad Maharaj explains one name of Krishna is Triyuga, which means he appears in three yugas. And this was the argument between Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Navadvip Dham, when he came to Jagannath Puri Dham, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wanted to teach him Vedanta. He said to Gopinath Acharya that he is of the Bharati Sampradaya of sannyas. That's a low-class Sampradaya. I will reinitiate him in the Saraswati sannyas Sampradaya, and I will teach him Vedanta because he's very young, and unless he very thoroughly understands the scripture, he will not be able to resist Maya. And Gopinath Acharya says he is not subject to this Sampradaya or that Sampradaya. Nor does he need any Vedanta knowledge. He is the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, who has appeared. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "You may say like that to the ignorant masses, but I am a scholar of the Vedas, and I know that the Lord's name is Triyuga. He does not appear in the age of Kali." And Gopinath Acharya explains that Prahlad was describing this Chan avatar, this hidden avatar in the age of Kali. And he began to quote from the Mahabharata, from the Srimad Bhagavat, and from so many scriptures, how to prove that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could not accept it.
Gopinathacharya became very angry with him. You're treating him like an ordinary man? He said, it is because you have not achieved the mercy of the Lord, therefore you cannot understand his truth. When you are the recipient of his causeless mercy, only then will you understand his divinity. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to Gopinathacharya and he said, why are you upset with Sarvabhauma? He's like a father to me. He cares about me. He wants to protect me. He wants to serve me. Let him teach me Vedanta. And he sat for 7 days and taught Vedanta philosophy to Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu silently listened. And Sarvabhauma, after 7 days, said, why, you have no questions? I do not know if you're understanding or not understanding. Speak something. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will speak. That the Vedanta philosophy is as clear as the noonday sun, but your interpretations are like a dark cloud which completely obscures its real meaning. Huh? Sarvabhauma was the greatest scholar in all the world. Even the greatest acharyas and sannyasis of the time were coming to learn scripture from him. And who is this young boy, only 24 years old, telling him that all of his knowledge is all nonsense? What is this you are saying? If you have a better explanation of the Brahma Sutra, you tell me. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the Vedanta Sutra according to the Vaishnava principle, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was struck with wonder. He was totally defeated. That this boy must be Vishnu himself. No one else can possess such opulence of knowledge. And shortly after that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his sadbhuja, his beautiful six-armed form. Two arms hold playing upon the flute. Two arms holding the bow and arrow of Sri Ramchandra. And two arms carrying the danda and the water pot of the sannyas ashram. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's paraphernalia. And then he transformed into the beautiful form of Krishna and bestowed pure love of God upon Sarvabhauma. So in this way, we can understand the beauty and the glory of this great Yugavatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And such a sweet and wonderful lila it is of how he has remained secretly explained in the Vedas. And only those few souls who have received the mercy of his devotees can understand the inner, most secret message of the Vedic scriptures, the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Yugavatar. And it is described by Karabhajana Muni that in the age of Kali, the greatest mercy of the Lord is distributed freely to everyone through the process of the chanting of his holy names. And the great saints and the great sages, all the rishis, they worship this age of Kali Yuga. Because only in this age is pure love of God so freely given by the Yugavatar, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And simply by chanting, as he is delivering in the Sankirtan of the holy name, everyone, anyone can attain the highest platform of transcendental realization. That what was available with tens and thousands of years of severe meditation and tapasya, what was available in Satya Yuga, what was available in Treta Yuga through very, very grand sacrifices, what was available in the Dwapara Yuga by worshipping the Lord as the great King, the Master, is attained in Kali Yuga simply by coming together to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari.
Is there any questions? I cannot hear you. It is mentioned, but it is not very specific that in this age of Kali Yuga, it is specific for those who have been blessed by the Lord to understand. But those who have not, it is not specific. Because, as I say, or as the Shastra says, he appears in the guise of a devotee. It is not clearly explained and understood for that purpose. This is what Jiva Goswami has said. Because it will interfere with his lila. If everyone knows that the Lord is coming in Kali Yuga as Gauranga, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then everyone would understand who he is. There would be no question of him showing the process of how to live as a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally disguised himself as a devotee, and only to a few did he reveal his form of Krishna. It was Nityananda Prabhu that went and started preaching everywhere that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It was factually by the mercy of Lord Nityananda that his true identity was revealed to the world. And the references that you're speaking of, somehow or other, only very, very few, perhaps 1% of Gaudiya Vaishnavas have ever heard those scriptures. What to speak of the rest of the mass of society? Huh? Those references you are speaking of are very obscure by the arrangement of the Lord. Any other questions?
I don't know, but I think that this connection we both have, the respect which we have for Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as everything, that type of, we can understand by the scripture, we get a condition as well as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the same level of respect and the status which we have for Krishna, why is it so that we can't get that same respect and the status for Krishna?
You can, but you have to receive the mercy of Lord Nityananda. It is only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda that we can understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as a devotee, but Nityananda Prabhu, it is his mercy that can reveal with full faith and confidence the true nature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is why the principal scriptures describing the divinity of Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita, both of these great personalities were the disciples of Lord Nityananda. Krishna Das Kaviraj was told by Lord Nityananda to go to Vrindavan. It was by his mercy that he could understand the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat, was personally and directly taught and trained by Lord Nityananda Prabhu, like his own child.
And Narottam Das Thakur explains, Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala, that the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, they are like, they are cooling like millions of moons. The shade of his feet can give us relief from the scorching heat of material existence. And it is only by the grace and the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu that the true glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are revealed to the world or revealed to our heart. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master. The spiritual master who is the representation of Sri Nityananda Prabhu's mercy in our life. It is only through that mercy coming, through the divine parampara of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, that this faith can be established within our heart. By hearing the glories of Mahaprabhu, by associating with the devotees of Mahaprabhu, by chanting the names of Mahaprabhu, we attain his mercy. Sarvabhauma, even after so many arguments, could not understand and accept it until he received the mercy of Mahaprabhu. In the same way, until we receive the mercy of Mahaprabhu through Nityananda Prabhu and Gurudev, we cannot have that faith. It is not so easily attained. But when that mercy is upon you, then complete faith in the mercy of Nitai Gaura Sundara. It will be your very life and soul. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda has made the Rasa of Vrindavan accessible to everyone. Otherwise, very, very difficult to attain. Even people living in Vrindavan, chanting the names of Radhe Shyam their whole life, it's very rare that anyone can achieve the Leela of Radha and Krishna. Very rare. But by the mercy of Nitai Gaura Chandra, by following in their divine footprints, everyone and anyone can be given entrance into the divine ras of Vrindavan. Thank you very much.